What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Are you buying
great cash, homie,
or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney,
sponsored by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale. Get 60% off and a free entry door with a house of windows. Plus, pay nothing till 2027. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Riffing it with Ryan by herself. Featured artist Friday. It's Bad Company. Orioles taking on the Nats. 7:05. We'll be at Pickles at 6 for BBT. Brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Me, Ryan, Joe LaCroix. Got the Preakness tomorrow. By the way, the old Bobster just hit the 2-9 exacta in race 3 for $23.20.
Look at you. Look, hey, at first drinks on you tonight.
That's, well, that'll cover mine.
Yeah. Oh.
And then you got NBA Stanley Cup playoffs. Caps are donezo. NFL schedules came out. Ravens have a pretty tough one on paper. We got a lot to get to, but right now, Nolan, let's count some more money here by yourself.
Well, I can't believe what I'm seeing. It's all green
yes.
on my screen, and I'm not colorblind.
That's not the radar over Baltimore at 7 o'clock, by any chance.
No. I got the S&P 500 here up about 1644. Dow Jones up 151. The NASDAQ up 20. Under Armour's up 24 cents. DraftKings up 19 cents. That's a clean sweep, boys. Start here in the NFL. Interesting bit of news surrounding the Bears coming out. ESPN writer Seth Wickersham. He's got a book coming out on quarterbacks, history of quarterbacks. But one little tidbit about Caleb Williams has really caught fire here over the last 24 hours. According to Wickersham, the Williams family was trying their hardest to figure out a way to avoid their son getting drafted by the Chicago Bears. As Carl Williams put it, his father, Chicago is where quarterbacks go to die. Not a strong history of quarterback success there, so they were so adamant about this that they were even considering having him skip the NFL draft or tell teams that he won't sign with them if they draft him, instead spend a year in the UFL and then jump back to the NFL and re-enter the draft mix there. Rules indicate that a player that does not sign after being drafted re-enters the draft pool the next year. The fact that this didn't happen, I think, shows how unrealistic it actually is. But for the sake of argument, the sake of conversation, let's say that Williams did become part of this year's 2025 class. Bob, are you buying or selling? His career would be better off in Tennessee with their number one overall pick than Chicago.
I'm selling it because Ben Johnson's now part of the equation in Chicago, who was in Detroit. And look, drama aside, and I seem to remember prior to the draft, this was leaking out anyway, that they were not really feeling. He wanted to go to the Vikings.
Yep.
Is what he wanted to do, Caleb Williams. Now, he's in a perfect situation. They've upgraded the offensive line. He's got weapons. They drafted a tight end to go with Cole Kmet. They can run the ball. I think Ben Johnson even said they, because no Bear, I didn't know this, but no Bears quarterback's ever thrown for 4,000 yards in a season. He's going to be that guy. And the Ravens play them this year, right? Mm-hmm. Chicago, if he stays healthy, Caleb Williams, I think Chicago, watch out for them in 2025. I think, no, he's better off where he is.
All right, how about tonight's game between the Orioles and Nationals? Cade Povich going to be pitching. He was pushed back from his originally scheduled start earlier in the week, which sets up a lefty versus lefty matchup tonight against Washington's Mackenzie Gore. In fact, the two of these guys actually opposed each other back in April, and it was, I guess, a modern version of a pitcher's duel that night, resulted in an Orioles 2-1 win. Povich lasted 6 2/3 on 87 pitches, maybe the start of his young career. As for the O's against Gore, well, they did just enough in that one, although their struggles against lefties very well documented at this point. Buy or sell, Ryan, we get another pitcher's duel, or at least a modern pitcher's duel tonight, both starters lasting 6+.
I guess I'll buy for the sense that we know the Orioles have struggled just a little bit against left-handed pitching this year, just a tad bit. And Cade Povich, like I mentioned in the previous segment, when you face a lineup of four and you have success, you have confidence. So they didn't see him well the first time. I'm buying that they're not going to see him well, I hope, tonight. And Mackenzie Gore, he's a stud. That guy is legit, and I think he's going to be one of the top pitchers in the National League for future years. So give me a low-scoring game tonight.
Buy or sell 10 Ks for Gore.
Buy. Unfortunately, he's Mackenzie Gore, of all the players, now that we're seeing James Wood, when that deal was made with the Nats and Padres, I was going, man, this dude's going to develop into something special. It's no knock to the Orioles. I just think Mackenzie Gore is that good.
Leads the majors in strikeouts. So there you go.
And our last topic for today also deals with this is an actual rivalry that they make the Nats and Orioles rivalry weekend. Even though it's not really a rivalry, it's a proximity rivalry.
No.
But for MLB thinks it is.
Right, because half Nats fans used to be Orioles fans. There's no rivalry here.
All right, but a real rivalry, the Subway Series, that returns this weekend. And it's a good one this year. Yankees and Mets both off to good starts. Recent history favors the Mets, though. They swept the season series last year 4-0. In fact, they haven't lost a season series against their crosstown rival since 2017, though there have been 5 splits in that time. This year, the series moves back to 6 games rather than 4. That hasn't happened since 2021. But buy or sell, Bob, the Mets keep the streak going against the Yankees and either win the season series or settle for a tie.
I'll buy that. And Soto's back at Yankee Stadium.
Yes, he
is. For the first time, what do you say, 50,000 against 1? Aaron Judge is playing slow pitch softball while the rest of baseball is playing, 95 plus, figure out how to hit this thing. But they're both doing well, as you said, Rodon against McGill. I think the Mets could either win the series. Season series or get the tie. Yeah, I don't think that's far-fetched. I'll buy that.
And their next meeting, I believe, it's also in the first half. So they're pretty close together. They don't have to wait very long. So we'll see how that one shakes out.
Gee, I wonder how many times it'll be on national television.
Well, it's got to be Sunday Night Baseball this week, right?
I'll be all discombobulated after the Orioles get swept by the Nats.
Nah, that's the spirit, Bob.
I'm doing reverse psychology.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.